My name is Brad Gilmore. I don't know if you want the full name, it's Bradley James Gilmore, if we want to go that route. I'm not entirely sure. But I'm an entertainer. I'm the entertainment world champion is what I call myself. I'm a host, I'm a musician, I have several podcasts, a writer, and an overall good guy. I'm the dress shoe wearing, Ric Flairin', good hair having, entertainment world champion. It all started while I was always a shy kid. Believe it or not, I was always very shy in classes. Always felt like confident in myself, but when I was around other people, I always felt real awkward and I didn't know why. And so to combat that shyness, I decided, you know, I hosted a show at my school one day, right? High school. I went to Lamar High School here in Houston. And they had me host it because I wasn't gonna perform in it or whatever. And I remember going out there and just being myself and making people laugh. And I realized when I had a microphone, I controlled everything that happened. People only knew what to do because I was telling them via the microphone, the aforementioned microphone. So with that, I was like, wow, I have all this control and power. Not a power, but like, I just felt like more of myself, more comfortable in front of the audience. And that's really where I was like, man, I just want to do this more and more and more. And I got into a band. We started playing more shows. And then I was like, man, I don't want to only host the show. I mean, I don't only want to play in the shows with the band. I want to promote the show. I want to host the show, you know? And then that led to, oh man, we did a radio interview one time. And then that station was like, hey, we like how you talk. Do you want your own show? Right? So just one thing led to another, but it all stemmed from me being a shy kid who just wanted Cecily Roberts' attention in third grade. It's funny, before I came to this interview, I was spending time with my grandmother who lives up the street from where we're filming this. And it's really, any time that I tell her something that I'm doing, you know, any small, you know, win, any small achievement, I can tell it by, like, you know, the look on her face that it makes her proud, makes my father proud too. And that's really more than anything, more than success, more than money, more than, you know, notoriety, more than fame. It's really, at the end of the day, I just want to make my family proud of me. That's honestly all I want to do. I mean, I took that shy kid persona and I worked it. You know, I made it an attribute, as you know, as opposed to something that worked against me. And then when I tapped into that and I started to tap into who I actually was as a person, and I realized I'm very personable, very talkative. I like to believe that I have a nice sense of humor. I have a great smile. You know, you can agree with me. You see the smile. I'm not smiling yet, but you like the smile. I've seen you like the smile before. But also, we can't forget really what makes it all work. The thing that makes everything that I do work at the end of the day is obviously my hair. You know, being a host or being, you know, out there so much and on social media, you know, you're a very visual person. And I suffered two bouts. I went through two bouts of what's known as Bell's palsy. I woke up one morning and I went to go brush my teeth, wash my face, and I realized I couldn't move half of my face. Half of my face completely down the middle was frozen, couldn't feel it, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, scared the life out of me. And it was pretty much like, very stroke-like, to where, you know, you had no, it was facial paralysis. You know, some kind of nerve was pinched. And I remember I had a gig to host that night, and about 25% of people who are stricken with Bell's palsy, it stays. You don't get over that. So I remember having a show to go host and calling and canceling, because I was so worried about what other people, you know, obviously, you know, look at this guy, he looks like, you know, a real life Two-Face, you know. I thought I was Harvey Dent, you know, because I had good hair and couldn't move half my face. And the thing about that was, like, it's such a superficial industry. We're such superficial people as Americans a lot of the time. And for me, I didn't think that anyone would accept somebody with half of their face, you know, frozen completely. And, you know, J. Cole has a song called Crooked Smile. Well, he doesn't know anything about what a crooked smile is, if you could see me back. And I had him twice. I got over it the first time and got it a second time. And the second time, it was a real confidence killer. My self-esteem was at an all-time low. And I didn't think that I was going to be able to get past that again. You know, I was so thankful that I got over the first bout, and the second time around, it was like even my doctor was like, I don't think it's gonna heal up this time. And we tried all kinds of experimental medicines and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, thankfully, and by the grace of God and staying positive, you know, I did get over it. I did, you know, regain, you know, movement in my face and was able to not look like Harvey Dent. If you truly and honestly believe that you can do something, if you really want to do it, if you want to be a musician, an actor, an entertainer, a comedian, a professional basketball player, whatever, you can honestly do it. It just takes putting that 10,000 hours in, that Malcolm Gladwell theory of working at it every day, figuring out, don't focus on what you're so much great at, because you're going to continue to be great at that. Focus, where aren't you so, you know, what do you need to work on? What's not so good about whatever you're trying to do? Work on that part of your game, right? If your putting's not good, you gotta work on the putting. If you get stuck in the sand trap and you don't know, do I go with a 3-wood, 4-wood, 9-iron? You gotta figure that out. You gotta understand everything you wanna do, every part about the industry or the job that you're trying to achieve. You gotta know it inside and out, and then pursue that until you reach the part that you wanna get to. Make people happy, you know? I mean, that's a, you know, going back to saying, you know, when I was on the stage and I could see, you know, I was controlling the crowd or whatever, and making them laugh or making them, you know, applaud or seeing that they were enjoying what I was doing. At the end of the day, that's another thing that drives me to continue to do it. I want, you know, when I call myself the entertainment world champion, it's a joke, but at the same time, I want it to be a reality. I want everyone to, you know, I want my name to be synonymous with bringing joy into people's lives, you know, for, you know, the same reason you go to an amusement park or you go to a professional, you know, football game or something. You go to get away from everything. You go to feel better, forget about your stresses, you know, get that smile on your face. And that's what I want to do. I want to be able to, no matter what medium I'm in, be it podcasting, hosting, you know, ring announcing for professional wrestling, you know, playing in the band, whatever it is, I want to be able to put a smile on someone's face. What's up, everybody? I'm Brad Gilmore, the dress shoe wearing, Ric Flairin', good hair having, entertainment world champion, and I am legendary.